your voices unto him.
Hallelujah, Wayne.
Come on into the God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For with our breath in our mouths, we shall to fear wrath. We shall praise you for the abundance of your excellence and for your many Esha the blessings. You shout upon Israel, for we have the higher, the liveliness of the living Torah, and the Torah speaks of you, Yah. We shall praise you, for we are alive. We know that from the grave we cannot praise you, Yahweh. As long as you give us breath, you have the power of life in our physical beings, and cause our minds to operate. We can lift our hands and our voices. We total you for Yahshua the Lamb. We total Yah for Yahshua. We total Yah for the life of Yahshua. We total Yah for the excellence of his living Torah, Yahshua the Lamb. We delight in your imat, your truth this day. Fill us all, revive us, and renew us this Shabbat, this time of refreshing, this time of a great Shabbat, that we may delight in the excellence of the knowledge and revelation of Yahshua the Lamb. We rejoice, Israel, God, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may I, the revelation of Yahshua, speak to you today. Shalom. You may be seated. Shalom, Israel. I certainly do take delight in the excellence of our Abba, and all that he grants unto Israel, the knowledge, the understanding to walk in the light of his imats, his truth, and whereby the revelation of the profoundness of his truth is revealed unto Israel, that we rejoice in the inward parts. When a man begins to rejoice, then there is an excellence about his character. His persona is one that personifies the excellence of the character of Yahshua the Lamb. For in Yahshua we find the power and the strength of Almighty Yahweh. So this day that Yah has granted unto us, I will rejoice in it. And I will be exceedingly glad. As we see the cataclysmic mayhem upon the earth, as we see the very catastrophic that are taking place, it is a generation that has cursed Yah. And the Norbi, the prophet Jeremiah, says, as Yah instructed him, he says, curse be every man that obeys not the commandments, the instructions, the counsel of Yah according to my brits that I have made with Israel. He say, for that man, his house, and everything that he lay his hands upon, it shall be cursed. And we as a people, we have gone from a cursed kind of mentality. For the hands of the wicked have laid hands on us. We have taken doctrines, beliefs, that we believe that was, that they were from Yah. And they had originated from the bosom of corrupt men that defied the Torah or the Imad, the truth of Yah. You can never have a Mishra, a government, without the form of discipline. And this is an undisciplined generation. And the reason it is undisciplined, because it has no life. It is a generation that is full of darkness. we're beginning to see the little glimmer of light began to fade. For you can simply look at your own life and see if there's the power of the awe, the enlightenment of Torah, the delight of Torah, the satisfaction that Torah brings to one's life, the euphoric that it generates in the minds of those when they hear the things of Yah, they get excited. This is a vile and a corrupt generation. You don't have to look to the world. You can do an introspective research in your own damnable wicked hearts. And you will find some of the most vilest, some of the most unclean acts and deeds that can be perpetrated by one that's supposed to be walking in the light of the morality, the constitution, the government of Yahweh. We are a people that's full of rebelliousness. I'm not going to take down you that know me. Realize that. For it must be declared unto Israel what it's going to take to enter into the kingdom. Now you can continue to walk in your superficial ideology, your corrupt mannerism, your vile ways that are putrefied before Yah, and you think you enter into the kingdom. You are a deceiver and you are a liar. For the word of Yah commands us to search the scripture, the scroll. For in them you think you have eternal life, and you are the ones that testify of Him. The testimony of Yah is the living power and the strength of Yahshua. There is no other testimony. Your verbiage of expression of what He has done, that's not the testimony. The testimony of Yah is the living power and the strength, the visibility of Yahshua, not some Christo, not some God that has been formed in your belly, and the God that directs you from the paths of the Torah of Yah. That is not the revelation of truth. We are contending for the revealed power of Yahshua. We look through a glass darkly. We cannot see the totality of this one that was manifested to take away the sins of Israel and the world. And so there is no profoundness to our life, our lifestyles, unless there's the revelation of Yahshua. We are a people that's been dumbed down because we've allowed the mastery of deception to teach us. We've allowed our own inner hearing and our own thoughts to direct us. And the Torah is what directs Israel. You can see in the better side of things when they began to walk in their own imaginations. They began to develop their own concepts outside of the Torah of Yah. You can see the devastation that fell upon them. And for some reason, with the arrogance of this nation and the people that dwell here, we think that it's going to pass us. We are deceived. It is the love of man, it is heart that is deceitful above all things. And your own love is desperately wicked. Who can know it but Yah? And because He knows it, He must govern it. Do you understand the simplicity of those words? Because He knows the love, the heart, the inward workings of man, only Yahweh can govern it, whereby it abides by the stipulations, the ordinance that will bring forth the fullness of His light in us. And that is the visible power of the word of Yah. There's no power among those that call themselves Israel. They walk in a weakly and beggary ruach. Their spirit is weak. They walk in a beggary kind of a posture. It is not one of the strength of resurrection of power. That's what Yahshua in the grave 3 days, three nights. He was resurrected by the life of the power of the word of Yah. He got up. Yet we are not getting up from the cauldron of darkness and wickedness that is so pervasive in our minds. Why do you think I pray Yah raise up the Norby in one nation? Look, if He raise him up in Australia, before the seed of Israel will hear His voice. Not these superficial deceived dogs birthed out of hell, birthed out of some kind of consortium of religious pomposity. Not them. They must come from the belly and the bosom of Yah. Is that where Yahshua came from? Did not Yah say, here am I, before I formed in the belly of your mother's womb, I knew you? Did he not raise him up to be a voice, to be an oracle unto Israel? He must. If it's not so, we're going to all fade away. Fade away. We must have the identity of the ministry that Yahshua left upon the earth. Hallelujah. For it brings us into the perfect Torah, the perfect law, the perfect ordinance of Almighty Yahweh. And so that's why I pray that prayer. Where is he, Yah? Raise him up. When he walks on these grounds, you don't have to know him, but I will know that he stands in the might and the power of the Most High. I will know that. It is time, Israel, that we began to focus on the things that are above, for those are the only things that produce life. That's why we're empty and dead. You can look at one another. You do not see the personification of life. You see this dull illusion. That's what you see. You see no light of the power of Yahshua. You see no visage of Yahshua. When they look upon his face, it was like light. When they looked upon the face of Moshe, that was light. Our minds are so full of darkness. How do you think light is going to come out of something that is Hoshak? Hoshak, that is so dark that you can literally feel it. What are you saying, preacher? We walk in such dark conscience that when we enter the presence of one another, that you can sense and feel the darkness of the mind. You can even sense your own darkness. But you're an arrogant beast. And there is no repentance among a people that's arrogant and haughty and feel with their own damnable wicked ways. They don't see their darkness, because that kind of darkness, you can't see anything. They can't see. Just a little light caused the eyes to begin to dilate, and you began to recognize things that are in the way. But this is a dark generation. It's full of darkness. And there's only one light that's going to shine, Israel. And that is the power of the living truth. The Torah of Yah. It must shine through. We must walk in the Torah of Yah. Not from a physical perspective, but one that is inwardly. That translates unequivocal. No falsehood, no duplicity, no falsehood, no variance, no shadows. That our external being, or our physical manifestation, that when men look upon us, they have questions. Who is he? Who is this one? Who is this one that talks? But you are so worldly. We look like the world. You act like the world. You think like the world. And you're wicked like the world. You walk in the spirit of Roshah. You are criminals against Yah. Oh, I am going to finish my message. It is the word of Yah. As I pondered all this week, I did not even know if I wanted to finish this. But it is amazing how Yah will redirect us back to things that we think that there is an understanding, and we have no understanding at all. This is one of the very few weeks that I've had very little time to spend in Scripture. Because I've been laboring with the brothers intensely, because there were things that we needed to get done. And there are things that we must finish in order, when the other responsibilities began to roll in, then we can take care of those responsibilities with fair equity. Hallelujah. That we will labor together. And the labor of a tzaddik man, of a righteous man, it is one that is sweet. And the sweat that flows from his face, it is sweet. I told a Yah that I can sweat. I do. I am glad that I can sweat. I am glad that it flows and the putrefied stench flows out of my body. I am glad that I can. And so as I pondered, as I read articles in the newspapers, and different slants and opinions, and that's all an opinion is, it is making a judgment. And as I saw the tremendous chaotic mindset of this generation, I was speaking to the brothers yesterday, and there's a town or a high school in Wisconsin. It is called Glucrest. And there was a pact formed between these suburbanite young girls that they all would get pregnant. It made no difference by whom. It did not make any difference who impregnated them. The fact of the matter, one went to a homeless man. Now this is what is generated in these cauldrons of whoredom. Your children's minds are trained by these perverts out of hell. And their thoughts are vile. And you give your children over unto these putrefied dogs. And you think you love them. You're a damn liar. You're a flat out fool. You don't even know what love is. And so these 17 young girls, they formed a pact that they would all get pregnant. Do you know why they got pregnant? Because they wanted what they called love, unbiased love toward them. You understand this is a generation without the Ahava of Yah. I can see, as I said, that when I finish this message, I will be gone on one that instructs us, because iniquity avon shall arise. The Ahava, the love of many, shall wax cold. And so you have this juvenile mindset that what they equate love with is trinkets and things, because they have been trained by the masters of deception. They have been given over unto the televisions of darkness. Their minds are shaped by the devious powers of hell. You might as well hear it. It is the truth. You can reject it to your own damnation. It is just like Israel when they would take their sons and daughters and they would offer them to the fires of Molech at Molcham. And so you allow these pedophiles and these that have been birthed by hell, raised up by Shaitan, to implant in the minds of your sons and daughters, and you as well, this form of this perception of what life is. It is not the higher. It is not the high of Almighty Yah. And so we see their jubilation. It is false. It is superficial. There's nothing to it. It is just a reactionary form of action. Everyone is doing it, so they all are doing it. And so the minds have been trained by Shaitan to do one thing. To reject truth. They are forever learning. They understand the genetic pattern of man, DNA. They can alter, they can change. They can create clones and create the type of life they want. But yet they're never able to come to understand the fullness of the Emet, the Torah power of Yah that rests in man. That He will establish the very power of the kingdom of Yah within this physical realm. That's how it's going to be done. He is still going to use man. He is still going to establish Israel. He is still going to use man, unless you don't believe the accounts. For when Yahshua come to set up the kingdom, there shall be natural people on the earth, and they shall labor and they shall work. It's either a false lie You just do not understand the revelation of Scripture. And so he's going to use man. And that's what he's using today, man. To establish the power of his image. We cannot continue to ever learn and never come to the revelation or the knowledge of his image, his truth, that it frees us, that we are free. We are people in bondage. The world binds you. You're bound by their magazines, their material, the perception, and other lusts enter in, and it chokes out the word of Yah. And that's why you have no power of the life of Yahshua, because you're lustful. The deceitfulness of riches, the cares of this life, this world, you care more about appeasing the world. You care more about presenting an image to the world that is acceptable. To hell with the world. To hell with them. That's what Yah is going to say to them. Remove yourself from me, you children of hell. This is a generation that has been birthed. And it's a generation of children of sorcery. They bewitch. It's a generation of children of whoredom. It is an illegitimate birth. They are not birthed by the Torah instruction or the Torah delight. There is no Torah power resonating in them. And so they're the children of whoredom and sorcery. And that's why they engage in sorcery without any compulsion as to any conviction at all. You don't have to teach them to do wrong. They're just wicked from birth. They're born to do wickedly. Well, the parents have no knowledge and no love for Yah. Well, how will you know they love Yah? Because they keep his mitzvah. You are a flat out damn liar. You have no truth in you. If the commands of Yah, you can find your whole house. They teach differently, but the scripture tells us. If a man says he loves Yah and keeps not his mitzvah, it's not what I say. He's a liar. And the imatz, the truth of Yah, is not in him. He has no imunah, no faith. And so we have learned how to choose things that are acceptable unto us through this corrupt prism of religious concept. Everyone has their own religious concept because they all have their own gods. It is not of Yah. There's only one great one. And he is the Most High. And in him you will find our Yoshaka. And that Yoshaka, our Savior, is Yoshua. And it is the power of his word to save. Do we understand what he wants us to do? Do you understand that? Don't answer, please. There's only one thing that he wants us to do. One! Just one thing! It's so simple that we're ignorant. We don't think on the simplicity of the word. What is it, preacher? He wants us to simply believe him. Trust, have faith. Without faith, it is impossible. We trust everything but him, don't we? Come on, brothers and sisters. We trust everything but him. We trust every wicked one, but we don't trust him. Someone can speak to you, your damn wicked sons and your whorish daughters and your vile kinsmen, and you will believe what they say. Oh, she wants to do right. Oh, he wants to love Yah. And they're full of lies. We have no power to discern. And Yah speaks to you about them. You will not believe him, but you believe them, don't you? You can sit here and you're damned, but hypocrisy means nothing to me. Nothing at all. Well, you talk like that. Well, the rappers talk to your children like that all the time. It calls you call your daughters what you will call a female dog. And they pop their hips to it. Do you understand that? They raise their little children on the vile, abominable filth in their homes. So don't tell me how to speak grammatically, or you being one that speaks so properly or eloquent, I will use a superlative that are reasonably simple, that you may understand. Let me draw your attention unto Almighty Yahweh. There's no truth in the land. That's why we better pray, raise up the Novi, the prophet, the man of strength and power. Is it you, preacher? No, it's not me, but I will know him when he comes. All right? I'll be a witness on to that one that will stand for truth. Hallelujah. That's why I say to that's why Yah, he despises effeminate men. And those are men that are mischievous. Men that have no power. Listen, I want you to hear this. I want to get into my message. And this is true still. The reason he despises effeminate men is because they have disallowed the head of the authority or the mishrah that operates in them, the government. The scripture says that Yah is the head of Yeshua. Yeshua is the head of man. It did not say an Israelite. It did not say a Canaanite. But he is the head of Adam. He is the head of one that he has breath in. He is the head of Adam. Well, what is a man? One that has the breath and the living power of Torah in them. He brought something from clay, but he put something in it. He breathed breath in him and he became a living nefesh, a living soul, a being in the entire image of Yah. That's what he was. And this is the putrefied image what we see today. And so when a man rejects the authority of HaMashiach, he has no living truth in him. He can talk all he wants to, but it means nothing. He can speak eloquence and orator that draws the ears of the world, but he has nothing. The world is mesmerized with this man that we call Mr. Obama. It makes no difference who's in there, whether it's Mr. McCain or Mr. Obama. They will proceed to that office by one strength that they all possess. Can I tell you what it is? Will you believe me if I tell you? Will you believe me? They are all liars and capable liars. And we know that Shaitan was a liar from the beginning. Why? Because he did not abide in the Emet, the truth. And so when one doesn't abide in the Emet, the truth of Yah, they're liars. I don't care if it's Bishop Johnson or Pastor Roberts. He must abide in the Torah of Yah. It is about the immutability of Almighty Yahweh that he cannot lie. He cannot. And they're liars. They may not understand the deception of that, but that's what they are. And we have all participated in that arena. We all have been a part of that superficial activity. And now the revelation of Yeshua comes to make us free. Now you don't forget that. You don't forsake that revelation. And begin to draw back on those ritual traditions that make void the power of His Torah. You're not going into the kingdom without trusting Him. I don't care what you say. You must believe on Him. If you can believe in all things, if we believe all things about, because we don't believe, then we don't see no possibility, do we? Come on, Israel. That's why you don't see the ability of Yah. We got a good verbiage expression, don't we? But we don't see the possibilities because we don't believe. We don't believe. We do not believe. That's why he's going to bring fire down on this whore. Where are the men today? And Solomon, look, he found one. And he revisited the man of strength that from the beginning with Yah. Because you have not asked for things. You've asked how to go in before my people, how to lead them in the Torah. I will give you much. And when he began to disobey Yah, he fell from the mercies and the love kindness of Yah. And the man that he saw was that hidden man, that living power of this Torah, this Yeshua in him. You cannot fight a man. You cannot fight one. It was that man. It was the power of Yah. It was his Yeshua, his salvation to show him, I'm able to save. He is the only one that can save. And the woman didn't find one. A place whereby the pristine Torah of Yah abides. That her beauty is not some damnable exterior of expression, but it's the meekness of her lev, the tenderness of the kindness and of her hava toward Yah. The world has put into your damn minds, daughters, made out of Jezebels and delight in a Jezanite spirit. You're more concerned with what you think you look like, and you don't realize that you look like fools and wickedness. Feel the heart. Our image should be based upon Nishli 31, daughters.
And anything outside of that parameter, you're walking in a Jezebelite spirit. You ought to read it every day. She was such a daughter that scripture talks about her. That even we see the pattern of the Ruths and the Deborahs that had the same innate quality. And that's the truth. You fashion yourself after Mishli 31. Not after some Raquel Whore Welch. As some Brittany Jezebel putrefied dog. Not some after some effeminate Will Smith. Hallelujah.
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 But the book, we fashion ourselves according to the book. And our fashion is the book. What dresses us is the stroll. It dresses our mind. It dresses our physical being. We look like a bunch of misfits, full of wickedness and sin. Yah is not pleased with us. He is not pleased with us. If you continue to walk in your little damn superficial mind, He is not. He is not pleased. He does not take great delight among us. It is signs, my love. He does not. Don't tell me you have great ahava for Him. He's not even a part of your thought process. He is not a part of your meditation at all. Hallelujah. I want to continue on my message to lay a little foundation. That's all right. I don't have to feel no love or anything. I'm all right. And I like it when you're quiet because it lets me know you're guilty. Hallelujah. You see, that's what a guilty man, when he's honest, he just sits there and says, that's me. Sure it is, yeah. One that is arrogant, he boasts, well, it's not me. You know how you speak to your own mind? Yah speaks to Israel. He judges. He brings mishpatim only to Israel. He doesn't judge the world. He is not trying to correct the world. To hell with your sons, your wicked daughters, your mama. And all. He's not correcting them. He's correcting Israel. And Israel was birthed just like the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Hittites, the Gideonites, birthed just like them. And yet they were birthed from the bosom of a woman and man. But He elected them. He elected them. Just like you and your brother, your sister, but He elects that one. No one but that one. That's all I want Him. I want this one. That's how He does it, whether you concur or not. Whether you agree. Well, I pray for my sons and daughters where your prayer is not answered. Yahshua said, Abba, I pray not for the world. I don't even pray for this wicked generation. I pray that you keep them from the world. He declared unto the Abba, you have given them me. I have been faithful. I've kept them all except but the son. Listen now. We read that, but we're ignorant. But the son of perdition. You tell me that was one birth for hell. You tell me that Yehuda Iscariot, he was birthed for hell. You tell me this man was birthed for hell. He said, I've kept every last one of them except him. For you birthed him. You brought him forth for one purpose. That your honor shall be made known in the land. Did He not raise up Pharaoh for that one purpose? He gave him power and dominion. I believe what scripture says. The heart of the king is in the hand of Yah. And as He turns the rivers of water, so Yah turns the heart of the king. I love the way He turns the heart of Mr. Bush and his predecessor, Mr. Clinton, and Mr. Bush before him. He turns their hearts the way that He has chosen for a nation that has rejected truth and a people
that has much in abundance, spent more than the rest of the world. And this is an unappreciative, wicked, corrupt people. They're not satisfied with a little place to live. They want something to expose the lack of others. And that's what these whorehouses have taught us. Hallelujah. Yahshua taught us to give, and it shall be given back unto you. Yahshua taught us not to care for the things of this life, to set our affection on things that are above. He did not teach us to become in tune with this form of life. It is superficial. It is false. He saw that when Shaitan tried him, he says unto Yahshua, he says, as he took him up in the pinnacle and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in the moment of time. He said, all this is mine. Do you hear that? So he raises up the TD snakes, the jakes. He raises up the Creflo Dollars. Shaitan raised them up. He said, this is mine. I have the power to give and make rich. And you know that. Because it is delivered. Because it is delivered unto me. And I have the power to make rich, to reduce, to bring nations under total, chaotic, abject poverty. He said, there's one thing I want you to shahar. Not this thing we call worship. I want you to fall prostrate. When the last time you ever even did that? When the last time the name of Yah was a sweet, savoring, oozing of a fragrant flow of juices flowing from you? When was the last time Yahshua, just that name, causes the emotions to subside and the flow of His honor to flow? It doesn't even happen. But Walmart, Kmart does. We get excited about that. Hallelujah. You hear from your wicked sons and daughters, you get excited about their lies, don't you? This is a wicked generation. Hallelujah. Few are going to be saved. Hallelujah. You don't have to buy it. But very few are going to enter into the kingdom. There are not going to be many. There are not going to be many. And this superficial lie that we've been taught, it's a lie. It's a lie from the depths of hell. Few there be that enter therein. It's only going to be a few. That's why you've got to seek out and search the scroll for your salvation. And you better do it with whatever you think you ought not. But you better do it with fear and trembling. You better do it with fear. We don't fear Yah. Just be honest, and you don't even tremble. The wicked makes you tremble. The boss man, the job, the card collector, they make you tremble not to even answer the telephone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you don't tremble when it comes to Yah. There is no fear. There is no trembling. It is a superficial mindset, and Yah's going to bring it to hell. He's going to bring it down. He's going to destroy it. This nation is going to bring down. She's coming down. She is coming down. You can continue to trust in her superficial things. She's coming down. You don't have to buy it. I will save me from this untoward generation. I'm going to save me. I'm not trying to save her. If she is part of me, she will be saved. I want her to be my help meet. Help meet. That's why when you brothers find a wife, you that wait for a wife, he finds a tough thing. And he has faith of you. Not just sex. Not just some sexual appeasing that will even last but a few minutes. He finds favor of Yah. And only then, my young son, will you enjoy the press of her youth. But her love will come from her press. You will sense her great love. Hallelujah. He called you that are true daughters of Tizayan. He calls your daughter. He calls your daughter to Zion. Daughters of to Zion. That is the greatest honor that one can ever have. There's no other honor
Hallelujah.
It is the truth. Let me proceed a little further, right? I know that I've kind of curtailed things for a moment, but I do want to get back to the message. I'm going to finish this today one way or the other, because there is so much that I really want to bring light to. I do want to start on this series, the beast government, the power that shall be and the power to come. And that's going to take a few months to finish that. But I want it to be very informative with understanding, with revelation and truth. Not something that you read from a dog like Kenny Hagin or Kenny Hagee, these false devils of hell. Not from that trash that they write. They have no perception of whom Yah is. They see things through a prism of darkness. They see the God of this world. That's what they see. They don't understand the Most High. They have no power of revelation at all. None. Tell me what seminary that Kephar Peter went to. There was only one that had the learned skills, and that was Shaul. And he had to go empty himself of all that damn trash he had learned, that he may know that one that spoke to him on the road of Damascus when he went to persecute the Israelites or the Kedoshims of Yah. And that's what this wicked spirit does today, this religious, vile nature of men. It brings those that are called of Yah, like it brings them under bondage and shackles. And so we have to tear the veneer, we have to tear that, take years to tear that trash away. And everything we judge is by that. Hallelujah. And so we listen to the opinions of others and not to the direct commands of Yah. We must listen to the commands, brothers and sisters. It's nothing to do with David Roberts. It all has to do with Yahweh. It is not my character, it's the character of Yahshua. It all has to do with Yah. It's not what I believe, but it's what he says. It's not what I think, but it's the revelation of what he commands us. It's not how I interpret it with some private interpretation. It is the revelation. That's what it is. What is that? It's the power of Yahshua revealed. Let me tell you something. These folks are there, well, I got revelation. There's only one revelation. The simplicity of revelation. It is just the fullness of the power of Yahshua's revealer. Was not Yakahan on the Isle of Patmos for one thing? The revelation of Yahshua. It is the revealed power of Torah that it becomes a lively institution in your life. These corrupt men, like they look in some kind of stratosphere. They make these gyrations with their expressions and their bodies as though that there's some kind of revelation coming. They're speaking something that is profound. They're speaking nothing. He was there for one thing. For the revelation. For the revelation. For the revelation, for the assurance of the Yisrael, that they can understand the full power of Yah. That they walk in that strength and that power. He was there for the revelation of Yahshua. Well, isn't that revelation given unto us in words? Is that Yahshua the living word of Yah? So that's what he was there for. Just for that. That's what revelation is. It is that power, it is that resurrection power of Yahshua that dwells in us. Hallelujah. And the witness of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Spirit of Yah. Hallelujah. That the witness of what he has written in us and Yahshua and the power of Yahweh's Ruach, it is his power. That's all the Ruach is. Not this crazy manifestation that we have been made known, this generation, this folly. That is not the Ruach of Yah. That is not the Spirit. It may be the Holy Ghost, but it is not the Spirit of Yah. Hallelujah. So the simple analogy of revelation, it is just Yahshua, the reality of whom he is. Yes, he is real. He is real in my being. For the word of Yah has touched me and made me complete. That's what Yahshua does. He comes to make us whole and complete. And we are made whole in him. It is the word that makes us whole and make us complete. It restores, it revitalizes. That's what the word of Yah does. Hallelujah. It will serve you well every now and then to go to it. And it will revive you and revive you in the midst of your troubles and complexities. Trust in Yah with all of your life. Let me go into this. I want to read this quickly in Yochanan. You know what it says. Yahshua spoke unto Thomas, Yochanan, John 14:6. Yahshua said unto Thomas, he says, I am the Emet. He said, I am the Derech. I am the way. It is. He said that I am the way. What way do we come unto Yah? Is there any way that we come unto Yah? There's only one way. Yahshua said, I am the way. Well, does the Torah teaches us how to come unto Yah? So he is the living word of Yah. He was in the bosom and the word of Yah was made flesh. And the word of Yah was made flesh. So he says, I am the Derech. It's not that's what the Torah teaches us. It's that does the Torah teach us the way unto Yah? Does it teach us the way to enter into the presence of Yah? So he declares, I'm the Derech, I'm the way. I'm the way that brings you to this revelation, the profoundness of the truth of Yah, that it become a vital access to one's life. It is not vital to us. If it was vital, we would not shun the commands of Yah. We shun them often. For we know that sin. We know that sin is the transgression of the Torah. Period. That's sin. You defy the Torah. So he declares unto us, I'm the way. Well, in order for Israel to know the way, Yah had to speak words unto them when they went into the wilderness. And it was the words that brought them into the way. There's a way that seems right unto us, doesn't it? Our philosophy, our thoughts, they always seem right, do they not? Your opinion about a brother, sister, your judgment, is it not always right? I've never seen a generation that loves to defend them. I'm set for one purpose, that's to defend Yahshua, the messenger of Yahshua. I'm not concerned about how people think of me, what they think. It makes no difference at all. I defend Yahshua. I defend Yahshua. I defend the living word. But I find in this generation, it is a generation without mushal, without instruction, without discipline. Because the first time you say something to someone, it is always that you're wrong and they're right. A wise man will always receive correction. We're a bunch of fools and we think we're wise. And you know why you think you're wise? Because you concede it. You concede it. A wise man will say, I didn't see that about me. Well, that's all right. To the pure, all things are pure. To those that are defiled and unbelieving, there's nothing pure that you say to them. Well, it's just not me, it's them. Yahshua says, I am the Derech. When they reviled him, when they spoke against him, he did not say a word. He did not open his mouth. Why? Because there was no guile in him. You're so full of your damnable wickedness, your guile. You always go, well, makes no difference whether this word intrigues you. But it was make the captive free. You're not a captive. You want to be free. It'll make you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, I'm the Derech. I like that Arabic. It's Derech. I'm the direct way. There's no other way. You're not coming unto Yah without His living Torah. You're not going to stand in the presence of Yah without Torah. Hallelujah. You're not going to do the high priest. He cannot go beyond the veil and stand in the presence of Yah without the order of the Torah and the mandate that the Torah commanded. He cannot go there vile and filthy. He cannot go there filled with sin and corruption. He has to be right, elder. He cannot go wrong. Are we not Kohanim? Are we not priests? And we think we can offer offerings unto Him, filthy, wicked hands, full of blood, full of sin, full of thievery. That is not the way of Yah. Yahshua came to make light, to give us light to the way of Yah. In our religious practices, we are walking in apostolic and baptism, Methodism, and Pentecostalism, holinessism, and they were all isms. That's all they were. They were formulations of doctrines by disgruntled men, some Jezanite woman. That's all it was. You say what you want to. And they created this deception and this falsehood. And one looks at one, she's a Baptist, I'm a Methodist. Oh, I got the Holy Ghost. Ha, ta, ba, ta, ta. He got that, ha, ta, ta. She needs to get right. You all don't see the hypocrisy of this damnableness and the wickedness of their vile doctrines? There's only one doctrine or indoctrination of truth. That's Torah. And that's what Yahshua is, the living word of Yah. That's what he is. Hallelujah. The Baptists make him to be one thing. Their Christo is different than the apostolic Christo. The apostolic Christo is different than other forms of apostolics. The Baptists, you got the Southern, the white, the black, the brown, the Indian, the Mexican Baptists. And they don't interact with each other because their Christo is different. And that is a fact. Yah said he is one. He is Ikhats. There's only one emerging. One Emunah. And one Most High. So Yahshua, the word of Yah, directs us. He is the Derek. He is the way. He is the truth. Now you cannot only define truth by one way. That's in Torah. It must be defined in the book. Not by Webster, but what the book says. And Yahweh says in 119, 140 Tehillim, Psalms, that the Sudiq of the Sudiqam, the righteousness of Yah, is from everlasting to everlasting. Is it so? And that his Torah is the truth. There is no other imat but the Torah of Yah. You're not going to find it in a man's doctrines. You're going to find the truth in Torah. So he says, I am the Torah. I am the living power. I am what Torah represents. I'm the fullness of Torah. So if you hear the words that I speak, I will bring you by the Ruah. I will bring you a revelation of life and the things I speak. The words that he speak, they were Ruach, they were spirit. And they were higher, they were life. And that's what the word of Yah does. It creates this exuberant joy, this exuberant delight in us. We are not a delightsome people. We don't delight in the things of Yah. We delight in pig feet and the slop of the world. We rather eat the swine's meat off the tables and out of the dens of wickedness. And that make us delight. We get happy from Walmart and Kmart. From the flea market, nickel dime. That's the truth. And some frock or some shoes some sissy has made. I will go ahead, my brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's kind of superficial because a man, the wife celebrates what they call the anniversary. He brings her gifts. 2 days later, she's raising hell with him. 3 days later, he's going out to committing adultery with someone else. Hallelujah. Jemaine's delight is in the beauty of his wife because she's submissive. She loves Yah. She submits to her head. And her delight in her husband, man, that even though he emotions may arise, he obeys Yahshua above her or anything else. If it's not that you are Isabel, you're Jezebel. You're an Isabel, you're Jezebel. I don't care who you are. Go to hell. Go to hell. That's what the delight in. That's some superficial false thing we call diamonds. That this world of beers have shaped your mind to believe that these are the friends of a woman. Nothing but a rock. Polish it up in you. This ignorant generation pays tens of thousands of dollars for it. Yah never names a diamond, does it? He named rubies. The pearls. And so this man has done a beautiful thing with marketing diamonds, hasn't he? And folks think they got something. Give me a ruby. Hallelujah. Pearl. I'd rather be a pearl. Unto Yah, that's the truth. So he declares that he is the Imat, and he is the life, and no man comes unto the Abba but by me. Now I'll ask you a question in your own mind. You answer it, and I guarantee you there will be different answers among us. He says that I am the life, I am the higher, I am the heart of Yah. And no man comes unto the Abba, no man comes unto the Mosa, but by me. Is there any other way that man could get unto the Abba but by the Torah? There was no other way. That's why Yah gave the Torah unto Moshe. He gave it unto Israel. Now these are the ordinances and the procedures whereby you will know that you're in my presence. The word of Yah has not changed. He has not changed one thing at all. There is no life without Yah. There's no power of life without Him. None whatsoever. So He says, I'm the life. I am the higher. I am the living word of Almighty Yah. There's no life without Him. Well, what is life? As I will reiterate, it says in Yochanan 1 and John 1, verse 4. It says, in him was life, and the life was the light to men. In him was life, and that life is the light unto men. Well, who is that light? Yeshua is the light of Almighty Yahweh. He cannot declare that he is the light unless he fits the protocol of Scripture. He must fit the protocol of Scripture. Look at what it says in Tehillim 27:1. Psalms 27:1. It says, Yahweh is my light. He is my salvation. He is my Yeshua. Does the word of Yah say that? Yes. That's who he is. David said, whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Do you understand that? What gives us strength today? Is it not the living word of Yah? If he does not reassure us by his living word, we have no strength. So he declares now, I know what doctrines teach. I will bring this clear to us, all right? I know how certain doctrines and certain forms of disobedience of man unto Torah, how they've established doctrines that are not based upon truth. Is it based upon their irrational emotions and their feelings and their disagreements with others? Is that based upon the agreements of Torah and truth? It is not, because Torah cannot contradict itself. There's so many doctrines they don't know. And I don't try to be combative, but I will sit down with any man and say, now let us see what this says here. Now let us look at this. We are omitting the most prominent thing to understand what Yah is saying. And we are trying to look through this prism that has been corrupt, this mind that has been corrupt by every kind of religious facade, every kind of religious prostitute has prostituted our minds. How do you know that? Well, you're taking a little bit from the Baptist way, taking a little bit from the Pentecostal, taking a little bit from the holiness, a little bit from the apostolic. We've been in every kind of whorehouse it is. And a whore always produced bastards. She produced illegitimate. There's no true father. There's no true Ahava. So that's what a whore always produces. That's what a whore produces, seed of bastardom. Illegitimate. That's all she produces. And that's all this religious whore has produced. Illegitimate renegades that rebel against anyone. You watch the little children, they're wicked as hell. They disobey parents. They're rebellious. I took the little girls up the other day, Omega and Hannah. And I took them with me the other day when I went to the store to purchase woods. Come on, girls, ride with me. And so I said to them, we're going to go in this place. I always speak to Mr. Larkott when I go into the center city. And so we went in his business. And of course, Omega, she sat down, crossed her leg. And Hannah, they all took a seat. You know the first thing out of this man's mouth, he said, look at that. He said, look at that. He said, who are these little ladies? These are yours? Yeah, they're mine. Sure they are. Hallelujah. He said, Pastor Roberts, he said, you don't even find this. The children have the ability to sit down and be quiet. He said, they come in here and they're like fools. Parents can't say anything. Parents say, ah, mama. Anytime a child do that, you whip the hell out of them. I'm telling you, parents, you can play around all you want to. Yeah, you take a rod and you drive that damnable thing out of them. I'm talking to you all. You don't let children do that. And that's what we have done to Yah, haven't we? Yah, I ain't gonna do it. I don't want to do it. So we have this illegitimate mindset. It's a retarded mindset. It's retarded. They say, you ain't my daddy. Oh, they're not going to tell me that. I know I'm not their physical father. I know that. Hallelujah. And so from the spirit of bastardom, you find this erratic, crazy mentality in this attitude. That's how we are. We are crazy against Yah. We rebel, don't we? You watch the little children, they rebel with vigor, do they not? You've never done that. You don't rebel like that with vigorness and animosity and hatred and hostility. Because you have no power of Torah. And that's a fact. That's what Israel did. They went, show us our sins. Show me what we have done wrong. You got all this on us. Show us. And yet he was the light unto their path. It was the words that he spoke unto Moshe that brought them through the path. It is the word that Yah has given unto us, the living word Yahshua, that bring us into the way. There are many that find this way. They're not finding it. You did not stumble on it. You did not find it. The light shone just like Shaul. When you're on your road to Damascus to find out that's the truth of Yah. Now just think how many of you ever fought against what the man of Yah speak from this roster. Come on, Israel. Because you didn't like it. It's only when the light of Yah shine upon you cause you to be blind. You're blinded. There's one thing that a blind person needs is a guide. And we need the guidance of Almighty Yahweh. We need Yahshua, his rod and his staff. Do you all hear that? It is the rod and the staff of Yah that comforts us. We despise the correction of Yah. We despise him drawing us back, don't we? That's what the staff is for. When you get out of line, to draw you back in line. We despise that. We don't want those things. We want a pompy, a superficial, religious feeling. You're not going to get that here. I don't bake those kinds of cakes. Hallelujah. I will bake you the showbreads. The showbreads. Hallelujah. I will bake you the showbreads. It goes in the bayat, the house of Yah. Hallelujah. I will bake you that bread. It is the living bread. His name is Yahshua. He said that I am the leshem. I'm the bread. I'm the bread. I give you that bread. There is no other bread. And then we said that Yah is my light. He is my Yahshua, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yah is my, he's the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Whom shall I fear? Because I know that Yah is my strength. And again in Yochanan 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with. It shows you the position or the place of the Word. It was not a child there with Yah by the name of Yahshua. It says, and the Word was with. The position, the Word was with Yah. The Word was with. The Word was with Yah. And the Word was Yah. Well, what is that saying? It is saying that you must understand the Word of Yah. Yahshua is the, he is the Word that has come from his bosom. Do you have words in your mind? Is it a physical form? It is a concept, it's a thought, it's an idea there. And the Word was with him. And that's who Yahshua is. He is the Word. Yah can never be made. He is the Word that made flesh. It says, and the same was in the beginning with Yah. Because Yah is a Ruach, he is a spirit. No man can look upon him and live. And that is the truth today. He is a Ruach. We get into the kingdom, we're going to see Yahshua. Hallelujah. That's going to be the crown of Yah's authority. Is going to be Yahshua, brothers and sisters. Do you understand that? He is not that small. He formed himself into a little box. That's what we have done. Formed him to our own prisons. And the word says, so it was in the beginning with Yah. All things were made by him. Singular. All things were made by him. And without him was nothing made that was made. In Yah was life. And the light was the light to men. Is not Yahshua our light? That's what he was. He was the light to men. In Yah was life. In Yah, his word is life. His Torah is life. The words that I speak unto you, they are ruach, they are spiritual, and they are full of life. Why? Because it is Yah. It is Yahweh. That's what it is, brothers and sisters.